Hello and welcome to a very special Icon Tourism webcast, a Q&A session with Tourism Tim Warren and other special guests here to talk specifically about tourism travel online marketing and offline marketing. Now, we are not tech heads, tourism, Tim and I, but we are speaking in very simple, easy-to-understand language about how to increase your sales from your website and other online and offline strategies. Let me point out that Tim and I use technology, but like I said before, we could not handle any technical questions. We both use different webmasters. One of them we'll be hearing from today, but please let me stress that you'll not have to have an understanding of technology to get something from today's webcast. What people probably should understand, though, is that the marketing paradigm in tourism has shifted and changed the way in which tourism businesses now communicate with their future clients. Nearly all consumers, 97% in fact, now use online media when researching travel and tourism product and services. The misconception is that only young people use these technologies. However, nearly all the buying traveling public are now online and seeking the start of their holiday dreams from there. It means, as an operator, three things. One, your website must be right. Two, your social media must be right. And three, you must engage using all forms of online and digital marketing to secure the sale. And this process may actually start 12 months before people actually end up staying with you or traveling with you. Icon Tourism's teleseminars webcast is designed to help you build your tourism business by bringing the best advice from experts in the field. Our expert tonight is Tourism Tim Warren. Welcome, Tim.
Good day, Manny. It's great to be here, and welcome fellow global tourism professionals.
Excellent. Let me just remind you, this webcast will be made possible by the sponsorship of Icon Tourism. If you'd like further information on what Icon Tourism can do for your tourism business, then please visit our website at www.icontourism.com.au. We are happy for you to share this podcast, and you can listen to the replay 24 hours a day at the link you're on now, or actually download the MP3 file for your iPod, iPhone, or computer. If you'd like any further information from Icon Tourism or anything that's discussed today, please email me direct at manny@icontourism.com.au. Now, let me tell you how today's going to work. Tim and I will be doing much of the talking. However, what we will be talking about will be guided by you. You can and you should be asking the questions. And there's two ways that you can ask the questions. First, if you're listening via the computer or on an iPad, to the left-hand side of your screen, you'll see a little box which says submit your question for the events here. Now, complete this, and you don't have to give me an email address. In fact, you can give a fake name if you want to rename anonymous. And the second way will be for those on the phones. And at certain times, I'll open up the phone lines and you'll be able to ask a question direct. Now, when you submit a question, I won't be replying back online to you. So I'll be seeing the question and then asking Tim or answering it myself. I urge you all to stay for the whole webcast, as Tim will be offering not only valuable advice today, but a special offer for his tourism marketing success system. Anyway, that's what I call it. Tim calls it something different, but to me, it's an amazing success system that if you work it and apply it to your tourism business, it will give you results. We'll also be having actual operators from outside Australia. We were actually going to have an operator from Alaska. Unfortunately, she's called in ill late. And so, but we still have another special guest in an amazing webmaster who specializes in building tourism websites, and we'll be talking to him a little bit later on as well. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest expert today, Tim Warren. He's the president of Travel Business Success, and he's had 31 years of professional experience in marketing, business development, sales, e-marketing management, strategic planning, project assessment, development, and entrepreneurial enterprises. He carries out many private projects for government, media, big agencies, small agencies. Specifically since 1994, he has been actively involved in the tourism industry and particularly in the outdoor-based tourism industry. And in fact, his brother, and I'll let Tim explain this a bit more, runs a tourism operation. That's how Tim actually got hands-on involved and has dealt with tourists eyeball to eyeball, as I say. And he's done amazing things as an author, consultant, executive coach, project manager, trainer, you name it, he has done it. And something I'm going to admit to today, and I've never told Tim this, But once I left my tour operation around 2003-04 and I went online and plugged in tourism consultant, up popped Tim's name. And he was number one worldwide in the tourism consulting circles. And I looked at his web, it must have been about a year or two, and I followed his newsletter and I looked at his web page and I went, that's who I'm going to be like. So without further ado, so not only he consults the tourism businesses, but budding young tourism consultants have learned a lot from him. Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your tourism experience?
Thank you, Manny. I'm flattered. That's great. I'm thrilled that I helped inspire and guide and be a bridge for you to get into your next career of helping people. But as Manny said, I'm probably a lot like you that are on this call. I started in tourism, here's my admission. Man, when we first got going back in 1989, two brothers really excited about Baja, Mexico, and the fly-in surfing business, and we struggled. And I may have been involved with business and this and that, but boy, I didn't really know a lot about tourism marketing. And it took some hard knocks and a lot of studying and to see what was working. But it paid off because it was our dream to take people into our piece of paradise down in Baja, Mexico, and the business over time really took off. And helping my brother, who was wearing way too many hats. Maybe you guys can relate to this. The operations hat, the sales hat, the planning hat, the staffing hat, the marketing hat. Now e-marketing and social media. My brother was wearing way too many hats, missing all kinds of opportunities, and or he didn't have the time to wear the hats, or he didn't want to wear these different hats, or all the above. And that's why I helped him and really helped learned on the job. And then I started meeting other people at travel conferences, like my brother, who were also wearing way too many hats and missing all kinds of business opportunities. This is about 1994, and I thought, wow, with what I've done with my brother Kevin, and it's the company's called Baja Air Ventures, and that's Baja AirVentures.com. You can still look us up online. I thought, wow, I could really help global tourism professionals, especially small and medium-sized independent professionals, especially if they were in the adventure, eco, nature, tourism space, which is what I grew up on. And and the rest is history. It's taken me literally all over the world and worked with all kinds of amazing people. But at the end of the day, the focus has always been about helping people like you increase inquiries, increase sales, increase profits, and save you time and help you realize your dreams, help you enjoy and pursue that passion of why most of us got into tourism. So, that's kind of my background.
Thanks, Tim. So you're a hands-on operator. You have been a hands-on operator. I tell people here that, a lot of the advice I give them, I've learnt from you, particularly with the online and the offline stuff. So let's get started. And remember, for anyone who wants to ask a question and you're listening online, you can plug in a question in the question box and I will see it here and ask Tim or answer it myself. But essentially, I think the thing I find, Tim, with a lot of my clients is that, everyone's looking for online traffic, a lot of inquiries or bookings. Some of them have spent an enormous amount of money on building the website, and then even more money on getting search engine optimization. And for those who don't understand, it's search engine optimization, essentially getting you to the top of the Google inquiry. So people spend a lot of money, and then at the end of the day, they're getting no inquiries and no sales. And they think, if I just can get more traffic, and sometimes they actually get more traffic but no sales. Tim, do you find that a lot with your clients?
I'm afraid so. It's really sad, you can have a really pretty looking website, but at the end of the day, does that website capture and enroll and compel those visitors, which are often staying 10 seconds or less in your site, to get off their fannies, to call or email you, to stay longer on your site, to dig deeper, to see that, wow, you really have an awesome lodge, an incredible tour, you're an awesome travel agent, a great destination. And it's sad. I call that fallacy when people say, wow, if I just had more traffic, can you help me get more traffic? I call that field of dreams tourism marketing, in that people forget that it's not so much about traffic, but what are those prospects doing when they're getting to your site? And so really one of the key things we're going to look at today, and I really want to, and I hope you guys have got pen and paper out, because we're going to definitely be looking at some strategies, and I'm going to show you some stats from Google Analytics about users that will blow you away, it's about conversion. Meaning, are we turning, there's a saying I like that's called that selling travel is about, especially online, is about turning strangers into friends, and friends into customers over time. I'm going to repeat that. It's about tourism marketing to be successful is about turning strangers into friends and friends into customers over time. And if they don't stay at your site very long, how can you possibly turn that stranger into a friend? So it's conversion, meaning they signed up for a newsletter, they emailed you, they called you, they're still a prospect, and then converting that prospect into a sale, into bookings, into money is what it's all about. I'd like to share a real brief story, Manny, that about a tour operator in Barcelona. I think maybe some of the callers could relate to. JJ Fauri worked for many other tour companies for all his life, and for about 15 years, and he worked at a lot of different places. And while he was working for someone else, he always dreamed about having his own tourism company. And he thought, and he was working in Barcelona, and it had a just booming tourism industry. And he thought, I think I can do this better. I've got a lot of experience. I've worked in all sectors of this. I love what I do. I dream of having my own business. So he decided to go for it, to start his own business. And kind of like what you were just saying, Manny, he knew he had to get a website together. He knew, at least he knew the action was online. So he hired a webmaster and spent a lot of money on design and layout and relied on his webmaster to properly select the right keywords. Of course, they worked together and get it listed in the internet. And this was a few months before the start of the season. And he said, "Wow, I'm prepared. I've got my new site. I'm ready to go." And he was putting out flyers and doing all this stuff, and nothing happened. He left his other job. He's fully committed. He's burnt the boats. He's like, okay, I'm going to make this work. Nothing happened. And he just, that first year, we're talking 2010, he totally struggled. And he thought, well, maybe I could get Expedia. If Expedia could represent me and sell my trips, boy, they would really help, would really, really help me. And so he kept reaching out to them, and they never returned his calls. They never returned his emails. He couldn't get any traction with them. So he struggled through 2010. He said, gosh, I need help. He searched for tourism marketing help. He found me. He found my course. He thought, what have I got to lose? He got my course, and he said, I'm just gonna follow it step by step and do what Tim says. And it transformed his business. In 2011, his business went through the roof. I stopped even putting out flyers in hotels because what was happening is that not only was he was starting to get traction. People who were coming to his website were compelled and enrolled. They got that he was experienced, ran great trips, and other people were talking about him. Other people were saying, hey, JJ runs these awesome trips. They're really unique. And things really took off. Well, I asked him at the end of 2011, well, what kind of increase did you have? And he said, well, it's hard to measure. He said, but over 200%, 250% actually. And the other thing that really was cool is that Expedia started pursuing him. Because what happened, I had also advised him that he needed to use social media heavily and start getting his clients selling for him. And so he was getting an engagement with TripAdvisor, and he went from number 137 of 138 ranked tour operators in Barcelona to number 6. And and that's when not only was he getting a lot more sales from his own site, but through TripAdvisor, and that's when Expedia pursued him, and you know, it transformed his business. Now he's able to expand into other tours. His dream is, you know, he's gone from total struggle and near nightmare to a business that's booming and keeping him hopping. And I know he's just having a super busy 2012 too. So it's that sort of exciting story, these turnaround stories that I really love to hear. And all he did really was just change his marketing communications in his primary vehicle, his website, and start converting those strangers into friends and friends into customers. It's really that simple.
So you haven't used the term yet, but I know you've used it in the past, and that is, you know, you can get a ton of traffic turning up to your website, but if your website is dead on arrival, you ain't going to get the sales.
Yeah, and most people, this is the scary thing, most people aren't even aware that their site is dead on arrival. We're going to talk a little bit later, shortly here, about look at some stats and how can you find out if your site's dead on arrival. So pretty traffic, you know, of course you want to have a pretty site, but more, I'd rather have a site that converts than a real pretty one, because at the end of the day it's about conversion, and that's what's going to generate the cash flow. And, you know, Let's make some money doing what we love.
So let's have a little bit of look at some facts. I mean, that story is fantastic, Tim, and I mean, I've got a similar one with a guy here called Sean, who runs the Margaret River Discovery Company, a little boutique upmarket tour operation. He started just before the global financial crisis. Tourism took a smack big time in Australia during that time. He had just started, ran out of marketing funds, thought to himself, what's he going to do? Looked at his website, fixed that, but then concentrated on the social media, and basically that was it. He couldn't even afford to print a brochure. He just had his social media. Now, jump 3 or 4 years ahead, there's 14 other competitors he has down the Margaret River. And I know from industry statistics, most of those have either stayed or gone backwards in the last 12 months. And I know he's grown quite significantly. I won't give the figures out, but he's done exceptionally well. And same thing, got onto TripAdvisor, became the number one tour experience in Australia on TripAdvisor. Outstanding for a one-man operation down the Margaret River, and that just grew his business. But let's just summarise where we're at the moment. Everyone knows that now that tourism and travel is online, and you know the stats. People can just roll the stats, and I've got a few stats here. But you know, 40% of online travellers will visit social networking sites to influence destination selection. 70% of consumers trust online recommendations, while only 14% trust advertisements. 50% of blog readers read travel blogs. So those that are reading travel blogs, 50% of them, those are reading blogs, 50% of them read travel blogs. So it's compelling now. It's all about online. It's all about getting your website right, making sure it's not dead on arrival, and it's about working in social media. Now, we've got a few questions here already. Tim, do you mind if I look at some of those questions here?
Please.
Okay, let's just go down. Let me have a look here. Hi, Tim. I own and operate a mini resort. It's B&B in Broome. It's called Barefoot Bungalows. This is Brad. I know Brad. I have 2,000 fans on Facebook. How do I convert fans to sales?
Excellent question. You want me to start, or you want to jump
in? Yeah,
you go,
man.
I'm gonna swipe a little bit of your thunder, because Benny and I were talking a bit before we started, but you really have to make sure, first and foremost, Brad, that your website is going to convert anybody that you send from your Facebook fan page or any other source. That's your primary online brochure. That's your primary place where people are going to learn about you and make decisions, and often very quickly, are you a good choice? You know, do you run great trips? And so you need to make sure that your website is selling, and we're going to talk more about that, and I'm going to give you guys some more resources about how to make a website that sells. So that's number one. Two, on your fan page, is that you need to start, if you haven't done this already, and I suspect you have, because if you have 2,000 fans, it tells me that you're already engaging your community post post-visit and post-trip and getting them engaged and going to your fan page. And ideally, you're getting them giving reviews. Now on fan pages, you've got a place where people can give reviews. You've got them posting pictures of their trip, and you are actively getting them to make comments and positive information. I like to get our clients selling for us. So, but it's not the best type of social media marketing is one that is active, where you are engaging your customers before, during, and after their visit or their trip or their use of your service. And you're letting them know there are these social media communities. There's people, there's places they can go and visit with people who've had the shared experience that they've had, and you want their picture, you want their comments, you want their recommendations. But if your website stinks and it's not grabbing and compelling people and selling there, then you're not going to do a very good job of utilizing this great resource that you have. My congratulations to you to having 2,000 fans. Manny, any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, look, that's it. It's basically getting the fans, keeping them engaged, letting them get to know you personally. And then at the particular point from time to time with the Facebook, you flick them over to your website. But there's got to be a reason to do that, letting people know that there might be some sort of special on or some events happened, et cetera, that's on the website to get them and get them across to the website. But, Tim, you've basically answered. Similar question here from Michelle and Geraldton. If starting from scratch and want to slowly develop, which social medium would you pick first to work with, please? This question comes up quite a bit, and again, what I would say in agreeing with Tim is first get the website right. But while we're getting the website right, I have a little formula called LEAD, which is listen, engage, attend, and deliver. And listening means first go on to the different social media forums. So get onto Facebook, set up a Facebook page, get onto Twitter, and find areas that are of interest to you or your product and start to listen first. Just drop in and be the fly on the wall. See what they're talking about. See what people are engaging. Look at like products, like yourself, not in your area, but in other parts of Australia and around the world, and see which social media platform they're engaging and they're working with, because usually what works in one place will work in another, and what works for one type of sector of the tourism industry works for another. So get the website right and then listen, and then for the first 3 to 4 months listen, and then start participating in the conversation, and gradually start bringing people online and developing a fan network. But the three things that, and again, it depends on your product, but I would have a blog, I would have Facebook, I would have Twitter initially. And a blog is a good way of updating people weekly, of getting people engaged, of getting people thinking 12 months out how great it would be to tour with you, to stay with you, to stay in your property or to attend your attraction. Tim, you want anything to that?
No, that's excellent. I would also add if you haven't claimed your Google Places listing, you definitely want to go. It's free, and especially if you're a geocentrically oriented business, and you can get your listing on Google Places. And sometimes, you know, when you guys do a search for something, and it will bring up some local or regional businesses, and it's got the little map and it's got the little pins. That's what that's all about. And you can go claim your listing for free, and then you can make sure that it's keyword, it's got the proper keywords in there, so you're showing up in the right categories in the right geographic area. And it's another place where you can actually send customers to make reviews. And I actually, you know, I talked about post experience with your staying connected with your community. You know, ideally, the thing you would do is you'd send them a link to your fan page. You'd say, you know, send them that follow up thank you email And that says, you know, hey, thanks for coming. Hey, you know, and let them see all the different places they can connect with you. And there will be a link to your fan page, a link to your Google Places, a link to your blog, a link to Twitter and Google Places, and then also TripAdvisor and Yelp. Different people use different social platforms. Don't make them work. Why don't you give them all and say, look, you know, please go to the one that you're most familiar with and you most frequently use, and we want to hear from you. We want you to stay connected and share your experience with others. People love to, when they come back from a trip, they love to brag to their friends. Hey, look what I just did, or look where I went, or look. And so let's empower that by giving them as many places as possible.
Just got a question come in, Tim, that's going, what is Google Places? So, I mean, that's great, and it's an honest question, and thank you for asking that. It's anonymous, but that's great. Google Places, Google sets up and has listed, I forget how many thousands of businesses, but they actually give you a listing, and it's like a mini web page. In fact, many non-tourism businesses, I'm not suggesting you do, but many non-tourism businesses are not having a web page anymore because Google Places has set that up. And what Google actually do is get your listing, your geographical listing, from the Yellow Pages or some other source, and basically put it up in it's like a mini website. You can then go and claim that, and there will be a button on the Google Place there which says, are you the owner of this business? And you click on that, and away you go. And it'll be asking you all sorts of questions, and asking you to put further information, asking you maybe to upload photos, etc. It's a great little resource. It costs nothing. It's a thing that Google does. And obviously Google then likes to push those particular... If you've got a Google Place and you're actively involved in it and it's in Margaret River, then funny how suddenly when someone plugs in Margaret River, you seem to be pushed higher up the search engine and maybe on... If you might be on page 8 or 9, I've seen... People have claimed their place and are on page 8 or 9, suddenly be on page 2 just by claiming their Google Place. And it's as simple as that. And I didn't learn about, you know, Google Place has been around for a while, and I wasn't fully au fait with it until about 12 months ago. But yes, it's there. It won't replace your website. For tourism businesses, I'm a firm believer of having an active website and having a blog on that website, etc. But Google Places is another place to get you up, and from Google Places you can actually send them to your website and send them to your social media places.
Tim,
you want to add to that?
I'm just excited about Google Places. It's such a cool, wonderful resource, and everything you just said is correct. And I went online here in the U.S. It's google.com/places. I don't know what would be in Australia, but it's probably .com.au/places. And if you go there and you look for your business and it's not showing up, don't worry. You can submit your business for inclusion. And they're just going to want to have your basic information. And once again, this is free. And here in the U.S., they mail you a little postcard, or they'll call you on a phone because they just want to validate that you are, in fact, the business owner and not claiming someone else's listing. So really easy. And it will also improve your ranking. Because you're going to get, Manny was saying, you get a one-way link from Google pointed right at your site. And you can even go up there and update it. There's like a little spot for mini blog posting. So if there's some new cool thing, and you could just put it there, and people can click right from there to some. It's like a little piece of mini updated. So, but anyway, I could go on about Google Places, but I'll shut up.
Okay. Look, I'm just going to go quickly through because a lot of people have put questions. June, your question is a comment that we'll get to if we've got some time at the end. Where are we now? Brad, we've done. Jenny Charles, thanks for your comment. Jenny from Geraldton, we've answered. Michelle's, we've answered. Carmel, has it started yet? Yes, it is. And look, another little neat feature on this is that there's a little chat room there. There's a if you look at the front page to the left, there's chat. If you want to click on that, can actually talk to other people listening online. When I say talk, you can in a chat room format. There's another question here that relates to something later from Tanya Power. We pay and trust the webmaster and marketing companies to promote our website without understanding. What is it? We pay and trust the webmaster and marketing companies to promote our website without understanding what it is they are actually doing. Where can we learn how it all works, and can a website be built and marketed easily by ourselves? Ningaloo Reef Dive, Coral Bay.
Excellent Jim. Question. Can I jump in on that one?
Go for it. We might bring in Doug.
And I'm sorry, who asked that question?
Tanya.
Tanya, thank you so much for asking that question, because, you know, and Manny led off at the beginning of this to let you guys know, we are not technical wizards. We just understand the power of technology and its important role in marketing of tourism and how to utilize it. But most of us have to rely on a webmaster, and, you know, there's a lot of technical stuff there that is challenging, and that's one of the big reasons I created my system that Manny talked about is to help average people like you, me, and Tanya, and many others on this call understand the basics in a simple, easy way, so that one, you can help collaborate and guide and work better with your technology people, but more importantly, be able to double check their work, because I can't tell you how many times I've looked at someone's website and I go to look at some just basic stuff about their keywords or what's called what they call the metadata and how the site's being indexed and read by the search engines, and to see some of this key information not even there. And the client had no idea. No idea. So in my course, in the system that we talked about, this whole second half is all about how to show up in the search engines, how to best use keywords, and to understand that in a non-technical, easy way, so that you can collaborate with your webmaster and you can double-check their work. In fact, this is actually almost a perfect segue to Doug Lampe, who is a internet tourism marketing and social media expert. He is a webmaster. That's what he does. And I asked him to come in on this call because he can totally speak to that and understands the important relationship between people like yourself, Tanya, and himself, so that so that you end up showing up in the search engines in the right way and getting the rank you deserve. What do you think? Should we jump into that,
yeah,
Manny?
Is Doug, are you there?
Yes, indeed. I'm eager and having a great time listening in on you, what you guys are doing.
Oh, good. Well, Manny, you want a brief intro on him, or shall I?
Over to you, Tim. Yep, you go for it.
Okay, very good. Well, I'd like to introduce Doug Lampe, who is the founder and owner of Quetico Internet Marketing up there in Canada, and he's calling in from Canada, and he happens to be a webmaster who specializes in tourism, specifically lodges and guides in the hunting and fishing world, outdoor travel in Canada, and he's worked with many websites and in that space, and he also happens to be an expert in social media. And you found me online, Doug. How many years ago? How long ago did you find me online?
Well, I was creeping you and following you a long time before you knew that I was.
You and Manny. Well, that's good. I'm honored. That's why I put out all that stuff, so, you know, to help people along. So you were following me for quite a while, and then I know that I put out my course, the Tourism Marketing Success Program, last fall. But we and I were in touch before that a little bit. I can't quite remember. But what I know is that you got my course. When you heard about it, you said, hey, anything that can help me help my clients and help them sell more, I'm interested in. And so you got my course and you jumped right in. What were some of your, what was some of your initial feelings about it? Was it easy? Did I break it down into simple format that, you and other people could follow?
Well, I got to start off by saying, this is the first time that I've met Manny through Tim, and it's amazing that I'm meeting an Australian through a guy in California from here in Canada. And to listen to Manny on this call, you're pretty much telling my story of how I followed Tim and learned so much from him. And I was building websites that were getting really high rankings in the search engines, but my clients weren't getting bookings from my websites. And I'm continually always looking to learn all sorts of marketing courses. And so when Tim was putting his course out, I was immediate to grab the course before I finished reading the rest of the sales page. I just wanted to get into it right away. And I was really surprised by the information. I thought it would be more internet marketing details and search engine optimization, but it was a different layer of content arrangement that I had never done on my websites. It was a layer of improvement that I hadn't considered or even thought of, because I was one of those, I'm one of those web designers who got you to the top of the search engines but didn't have a clue about real actual marketing until I met him and really until I took his course.
Doug, when you took the course, and maybe some of you people have seen it, and there's you'll see a picture, and I'll have a lot of videos. The question has been come up, it's broken down into six parts. And how deeply into the course did you have to get, of the six modules before you were having aha moments and having kind of opening your eyes about creating that what you call the deeper level, what I call the psychology of travel shoppers, how to turn them into buyers? How deep into the course did you have to go before you had those aha moments?
I would say that it was no more than the first few minutes of the first videos that you really sort of hit me sideways. I wasn't expecting it, where you turned my attention to what the core aspects were that makes the website actually sell. And then the rest of the course was showing example after example after example with testimonials to back it up and specific case studies that showed before and after what people were doing. And so I took the course, I just devoured everything I could. I went through it as fast as possible because I knew that I would have to build all my websites from that point forward using this strategy built into everything.
So you started applying the strategies in terms to for your clients. Is that right, Doug?
I was in the process of rebuilding three different websites at the same time. One, I was starting right from scratch. It was a flat HTML site. I was moving it over to WordPress and rebuilding it right from the bottom up. And two other sites were WordPress websites that I was changing the theme and upgrading them.
Right.
This would be a good time to bring up the slide, yep. Manny, and let me just kind of introduce that. If you don't mind me interrupting for a second, one of the things I really appreciate about you, Doug, and I just want to share this with the listeners, is Doug's very scientific and very analytical. And when I first talk with him, I said, of course you're using Google Analytics, which for those of you who don't know it, it's a free tool that Google gives you that allows you to track exactly what your users are doing when they're coming to your website. For example, how long are they staying? What keywords did they use? What page are they leaving on? How many pages are they looking at? And so let's just blaze through these different case studies. So what Doug did after you got my course, you studied it, and these are the three sites you just started talking about, and you made the changes per the course. And let's go through briefly each case study and what happened here. Tell us about case study one. Can
yep.
you see that, Doug? Or maybe you're not online.
won't see the screenshots, but I can tell you about each of the case studies.
Okay, this is, that's right. Doug created these, and when he showed them to me, I said, oh my gosh, these are incredible. Can you send them to me? But go for it. The first one is the 44 percent down to 30%. Quick, qualify what is the 44% and what is 36%? What is it that we're looking at here?
Yeah. One thing that I want to relate this to, data is no good unless you know what it's measuring. And you guys earlier said, is your website dead on arrival? And I said, well, what does that mean? How do you measure dead on arrival? And the bounce rate for your website tells you if your website's dead on arrival. Some of sites I've done some consulting work for have over 80% bounce rate. That means 80% of the people hit the website and they bounce off as though they're a rubber ball. They just leave instantly. It is not what they're looking for at all. Either you've targeted the wrong keyword phrases and they are not looking for what you're offering, or your website is laid out in such a way that they just don't want to even read anything. They don't believe what you're giving, or they just don't like it, and they leave immediately, and that's a bounce rate. So the lower the bounce rate, the better. And
yes,
in all the case studies, you can see that before and after, the bounce rate was higher, and the bounce rate went down significantly immediately when I implemented Tourism Tim's strategies in putting the content laid out the way he teaches.
Let me interject something real quick here. For those that are looking online or those that aren't, is that this is a period from July 10th, 2011 through to July 16th, 2012. So it was a really nice period of time. And the bounce rate on this first one was 44%. I got to tell you, folks, that's already pretty darn good. So it's a reflection that Doug is, a pretty savvy webmaster, and he was doing some things right. I've seen a lot of sites where, 70-80% bounce rate is more the norm. It went from 44% down to 36%, and it's held constant for months and months and months. That's an 18% improvement just by changing the look of the site. Many want to jump and integrating the elements that that he got from the course, and primarily just in the very first part of the course. Many want to jump to case study two.
I'm on case study two now.
Oh yeah. Maybe I need to refresh my page here. Let's see what that does. Okay.
Case study two is a site that I've been working on for many, many years, and when I did the implementation of Tourism Tim's recommendations, and Tim and I worked together on this. We would do Skype calls, look at it, and I would go away. After a few minutes of talking with Tim, I would have several hours of work to do.
Sorry about
that.
And
every week we would meet for a 15-minute laser session, and I tuned that site until the results came in.
Yeah, and a 20% improvement that held constant over months and months and months. So imagine, folks, imagine if you could just magically all of a sudden improve your available traffic to your website with not spending a penny more on traffic. 20%. 20%. And, every month. But it gets even better. Why don't we jump to case study three?
Okay, case study three.
This blew me away when I saw this one. Go for it, Doug.
Case study three really blew me away, too. This was a surprise to me as I saw the bounce rate drop to virtually zero, like 1% or 2%. And that means that almost every single person who came to the site visited more than one page when they came there. That means that the site grabbed them right away. They liked what they saw. They trusted this person because of the first few elements they saw in those first critical 10 seconds. They thought, oh, that's not bad. Let me at least take another look.
So their websites were not dead on arrival.
These are like Superman sites. And this is almost like the disclaimer. Warning, folks, your results may vary. 2% bounce rate is just, it's superhuman. But, even if it was, we saw 18%, we saw 20%, I've seen people, have 25, 40, 50% improvement or better. I just want to read a couple of the other stats. I don't know if you guys can see this, but this particular site gets a ton of traffic, but the page views is 6.7 pages per visit on average. That's awesome. And 3.3 minutes and 25 seconds on average duration. So if for those that study analytics, those are some pretty good numbers, especially page views. And for those that don't study user stats, that's pretty impressive. So, and you know, what Doug just said about all three of these study these case studies, what made the difference? Why did they stick around longer? It had to do with some of the things that you immediately I jump into immediately in module one of the course, and I immediately show you examples and talk about the psychology of travel shoppers and what is it they're looking for. They must see on a site to feel that they're a great choice and that they're on the right path, because frankly, you know, people are overwhelmed with choices, and you've got one shot at it sometimes. You better, if you don't grab them, they're gone, and usually forever. You know, that's where really I became a student of the psychology of travel shoppers and buyers, and what made them people get off their fannies and choose my clients over others, and you know, and put it in a easy to understand system and course, and with lots of examples that you guys can swipe and you know, apply to your site too. Doug, you know, the bottom line, I know that your site, your customers don't often share you know, actual sales revenue numbers, but I know what have you been hearing from your clients about the improvement on their website? What have they been telling you?
Well, I think that's always a difficult disconnect between the web designer and the business owner, is that I build the website, they do all the sales. And the website's sort of like the Cheerios of your breakfast, where it's only part of your entire marketing mix. So I can't talk about everything that they do for their marketing, but I can talk about a group of 18 who booked a week-long fishing trip through, or it was a hunting trip this fall through the website. And this is at least $1,000 a person trip. So I know that the websites I do are getting bookings for certain, sure. And I've heard from my clients many positive reviews over the last 8 months since I've been implementing your work, Tim, because that's made my websites not only rank high at the search engines, but get a lower bounce rate and more inquiries through the website.
Well, just to wrap up here, and I really appreciate your time, Doug. One of the things you told me a while back when I asked that question, you had said that the web guy said, "I don't know what you're doing to my website, but I'm getting I'm getting more calls and more sales. Just keep on doing it." And that was after you had made the change. So that really made my day, and more importantly, it made you look like a star. But you know, he's really happy because he's getting the revenue he needs, and he's doing what he's doing. So we're gonna move on. But Doug, thank you so much for being a student. Even though you're a teacher, you're also a student. You're constantly learning. Thanks for being so scientific and tracking the results based on, you know, real numbers, what you got from, you know, and applying from my course. And thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
I'm really grateful for the introduction to Manny and look forward to chatting with you guys in the future.
Yeah, Doug, just before you go, thanks for everything. And one of the anonymous questions we got here was, it's great to improve the bounce rate, but did it increase sales? So
It certainly did increase sales. I can
and essentially that's turning their website, which is dead on arrival, and Tim's going to talk a little bit more about that now. Changing that from dead on arrival, improving that side. You were the webmaster that worked with. Look, if people, I don't know if you take any work from Australia, but if people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can go to douglampe.com, and all my contact information is there. And you can also go to ipmal.com, and download a 26-page report that gives you an annual marketing plan for tourism businesses, everything you need to know.
Well, that's a good resource. Say that one again. Where's that?
It's IPMAL.com.
Okay.
My last name spelled backwards.
Right. So it's Doug Lampe. Doug, thank you very, very much. I mean, you've well and truly made the point about how an improvement on your website, not necessarily changing the content, but maybe changing the layout, but I'll get to Tim with that. But you've definitely shown that you can improve resuscitate the dead on arrival website into a lifeline that's going to increase sales for any tour operator. We really appreciate you coming on time and taking time because it's the middle of the night over there. We're in the US. Thank you very much, Doug.
Thanks again.
Okay, Tim. So Doug said, what are some of the strategies for the dead on arrival? What needs to happen to websites? And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening here today going, well, I've got a website, I've either got no traffic or I've got traffic, and if I've got traffic, I'm not getting the sales. So what's a few things that you could advise?
Well, you know, and it doesn't matter what kind of travel you're selling or what kind of destination you're promoting. I call it the big three of all travel shoppers. They want to know three things about your service, your destination, and they want to know it in 7 seconds or less. And I call it the 7 second rule. They want, and write this down, folks. They want to know that someone went before them, meaning that you didn't start last week. Two, they had a good time, meaning you run great trips, and you know, or you've got a fabulous destination, or that your service is world class. And three, nobody died, meaning that safety and security is your number one priority. And this applies across the board. One of the best ways to communicate that, there's many ways to do it, and I outline about 5 or 6 key strategies right away in my course that you can immediately swipe and use. But is testimonials. You know, we keep going back to social media. I was preaching the power of word of mouth long before social media ever came on board. You know, that was one of our secrets. We got testimonials in places. If we got listed in a newspaper, an article, boy, I make sure that you know, as seen in, was prominently put up. So you want to make sure, you want to think in terms of how can I get my clients selling for me, but how you position it and where you position it in your site is critical to prove the big three. Someone before them had a good time, nobody died, in seconds. And there's something else in my course. Well, I'm not going to go into more detail about it, but does that make sense, Manny? I know you've heard me talk about that many times.
Yeah. There's three things. And people can do this themselves. People can get their friends, come on the website, tell them they've got 7 seconds, and tell them, and then ask them the questions at the end, or people, and it's a good way to test your website. And if they're not getting that information, that's the sort of stuff that you need to change on your website. You mentioned word of mouth marketing. I've just put up that slide, Tim, of the social media word of mouth marketing. You know, before there was online marketing, tourism was all about word of mouth. Now that there is online marketing, guess what? Tourism is all about word of mouth. Word of mouth marketing is the number one thing that's going to impact on your tourism business. If you've got happy guests, they will tell 8 people how good it was. If you've got unhappy guests, they will tell 20 people how bad it is. And that used to be the old statistic. That used to be the statistic before we had online and social media. Now what happens is if they have a bad experience, they go onto their Twitter page, which has 100, or they go to their Facebook friends, which has 300, or they write it in a blog or whatever. And all of a sudden, rather than just telling 20 people, they've told 220 people, who then go and tell another 220 people. So there's two things to remember about the word of mouth marketing. One, it's a very real thing. But two, you need to manage it and you need to look at it. And one way to be managing it and looking at it, again, if you do nothing else, if you don't set up a Twitter account or a Facebook account or whatever, one thing that you must do besides fixing up your website is you must be listening. And social media is a good way of getting honest feedback. And yes, I've heard all the stories, well, it's my competitor writing a bad review, and that very well may be the case. But 9 times out of 10, it's not your competitors, it's actually your clients. And you need to go on to TripAdvisor. If you don't have, and again, it's like Google, you can claim, be the owner of the property, and then if you get a bad comment, I think we've had a question on that.
Yes, we did.
I'll just find that question. It was, where was Jenny? Jenny had that question, and I'm just finding Jenny. Social media is fantastic for spreading a word, but on the flip side, what is the best action to take when comment turns nasty or negative about your brand or organization? Well, the worst thing you can do is do nothing, which is what a lot of people do. The second worst thing you can do is actually go on and start a slanging match between what might have been said or what has been the complaint. Always address it like you would address a normal complaint. A normal complaint is listen to the complainer, find out the facts and research the thing, and then do a response. And it may be, yes, we stuffed up on that day, and sorry about that, and here's a 10% discount voucher for the next time you stay with us. It might be that, look, you've researched everything, and you've looked in, and you've checked this and this and this, and you can't seem to find where it had gone wrong. But whatever you do, in a positive manner, if it's on TripAdvisor, you need to answer TripAdvisor. If it's on your Facebook page, you need to answer it straight away. And this is why one of the strategies I have, and I know it's hard with small business, but Sean I mentioned about before, he actually spends 15 minutes a day on marketing his tourism business, checking his website, looking at the Google Analytics. He then sets up his Facebook stuff that he's had for that day. He takes a photo where he's been. He pre-does his Twitter stuff, so he does that at the start of the week. It takes 40 minutes, and there's tools you can use to have your Twitter messages ready to be spread throughout the week. And he spends 15 minutes a day, and you need to reply within a 24-hour period if a negative comment comes up on your Facebook or on your whatever social media or on TripAdvisor. More importantly, on TripAdvisor, answer it honestly. Contact the person direct if you can, if they've left an email address or they have been a past client, and try to take it offline. And also try and get a sort of a positive result. My old man, when he used to operate, he used to love complaints because he used to say it's potential business. I could never understand that, but he would talk with the person, solve their problem, and then let them know that they should tell the friends how he solved their problem and how good they were. So that's one of the ways of protecting the brand and the organisation, because you are right, Jenny, and intuitively or knowingly, you know, it's word of mouth. It's all about word of mouth marketing. It's all about what people are saying, what they're doing on their line. And now it's so hard now because it is 24 hours and it's forever happening. Tim?
Yeah, let me just add a couple more quick things to it. And you know, that this infographic got up here. This is by Nielsen. This was the last year. There was tens of thousands of people that participated, and it was all about trust. Which sources of advertising you trust the most versus the least? And I call social media is a vehicle for social proof. And but I want to add just a couple more quick things, and you guys should write this down. There's a book I recommend by a guy by the name of Harry Beckwith, B-E-C-K-W-I-T-H. He wrote a book called Selling the Invisible. I highly recommend you read it if you haven't already. One of the things that Harry said that's always stuck with me, you know, we're talking about, you know, websites and advertising and being engaged with your social media. Well, underneath all of that, we're in a service business. You know, at the end, you know, and what Harry said, he says, before you write an ad or dash off a press release, if your service stinks, fix it. So, you know, you got to make sure first and foremost that your service on all levels or your destination and how people feel about it and how people are engaged with visitors is good as it can be. And, you know, you might, if you're not doing surveys internally with your clients and engaging them right there, so that if there is problems, I agree with what Manny said and what your dad was, you know, had to say is, boy, you want to hear that stuff for your clients, because some of the best ideas we've ever got for product development or fixing our service or making it better came from our clients because we asked. And if you ask and things happen, you screw up and you take care of it, you're right, it is an opportunity to convert that person who was not too fond of you into an advocate. It really, really can happen. Then there's one other thing about social media is that, you know, if you know you got your services good and you're engaged in your social media, you're encouraging your clients to go out there and make comments reviews and recommendations, is that I call it the 5% rule. No matter how good a service you have, there's always some idiot out there who was probably came into this world with a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, no matter how good of service you do, they may find a reason why that, you know, it wasn't perfect for them on that day. So, you know, the rule of thumb is they exist. Those people are there. So what you do is you surround those people that have got the chips on their shoulder with good comments, good reviews, and people aren't idiots. They're going to read this and go, oh my gosh, look at this, you know, look at this, all these great comments, and then one negative one, and then good comment. So if your negative ones are surrounded by positive ones, and when there has been a negative one, whether it was justified or not, and it shows that you were engaged, people are going to get that. In fact, the fact that there's a periodic negative one actually, I believe, further substantiates the validity of the positive ones. Think about that. So those are some of my thoughts on it. You know, I wrote a piece in my blog not too long ago about, you know, why are some people afraid of TripAdvisor? Why, you know, if you're afraid of negative reviews on TripAdvisor, you're making a big mistake. You're missing just a huge business development opportunity. Manny?
Thanks for that, Tim. Look, just we'll take a little bit of a break there. There's not too many people on the lines, but there is quite a few listening via the website, and I'll just remind you all, if you've got any more questions, please fill in the question box. I've just had Jenny come back saying, thanks Tim, great answer to my question. So if you've got any questions that you'd like to ask Tim, this is a golden opportunity. We'll have a look at any marketing questions. Like I said in one of my email spreads, you know, Tim's a $400 an hour guy. You know, it's $4,000 or $5,000 for him for a day. He's here. He's live. He's ready to answer your questions. To answer them, you know. So I'm urging everyone to take the opportunity. If it's a marketing question, or even if it's not a marketing question, in reference to any aspect of your tourism business, now's the time to ask some questions. While we're waiting for a few more questions, Tim. I'll just refresh this button here. Tell us a little bit more about your course. There's a button I've put on left there that's got tourism marketing success system. I call it a system because this Tim developed this course, and let me explain how we got onto this. One of the things that was an issue with either small to medium-sized tourism businesses, it's just the fundamental errors that they were making with their marketing. Another thing that was upsetting was that these are difficult times, folks. You know, it's not these are challenging times for tourism. And for those in Australia, if you think it's bad here, it's worse in the US, okay? They've got more of a recession happening than we have in Western Australia. And the challenges of the small tour operator up there are huge. And it used to upset me somewhat that, okay, there is some element and percentage you can blame on the environment that you're working in, but there's a big percentage that you can blame on yourself. You know, you have to be your own marketer. You have to take control of your marketing. It's an element of a business that sometimes a lot of tour operators either don't allocate a lot of funding to and or don't spend a lot of time to. And just while we're talking on funding, someone asked me the other day, you know, what percentage of finance should I be spending on my marketing? And the rule roughly now that is going around the industry is roughly 7% of your turnover should be spent on marketing. And of that 7%, 50% of that should be spent on online. That's your web page and your social media. But moving on from that, I decided that I needed to get a simple, cost-effective course up that would help operators wherever they are and whatever type they were, whether they're a coach operator, a boat operator, a winery, a restaurant or something, but anyone operating in the tourism industry, how to do effective and better marketing. And around Christmas time this year, I was working on the course and during the Christmas holidays, and then early in the year, Tim contacted me and said, "Hey man, I've just had this course, have a look at it, what do you think?" And I went through it and I went, "Okay, I'm going to stop doing mine." Because what Tim had in his was amazing. Mine was all written notes and a lot of reading. And Tim's got a lot of videos in his course. And, it's one, the thing I like about Tim's course is very interactive. It's like Tim is sitting there talking to you and showing you. It's like you're looking over his shoulder as he shows you what is wrong with websites, etc. I like the fact that you could spend 10, 20 minutes a day on it and slowly go through it and apply what you learned that day straight away to your web page. And I looked at the course, and for what he had, it was 10 times better than mine. I thought, well, stop doing mine, Manny, because it's a waste of time. And what Tim was and is selling it for today was so much better than what I could have offered or delivered. So, Tim, why don't you just spend a couple of minutes on telling that while we're waiting for some more questions. And, folks, don't go anywhere because we will be getting back to any questions that are coming through. We've got about 60 people online, so we should be able to get some more questions. But Tim, tell us about your course.
Okay, well, first I just want to kind of lay the foundation as to when I knew I could only help so many people with one-on-one consulting, but I also knew, because I've tested it for many, many years, no matter whether you were a tour operator, travel agent, destination, B&B, on and on and on, that this would work because I tried it. And so I love video, and I started doing coaching sessions with Skype video with people, and we record it. We record us looking at their websites and going through it step by step, and it became just great course material for really showing people exactly where and how to do this, so the key thing that I want to achieve from the course is, one, would it absolutely help people increase sales no matter what type of tourism site it was? Been tested time and time again, yes. Would it be super simple, even if you're a total tech dunce? And yes, the answer is that's how I set it up. Three, could it work for the time challenged tourism professional? Meaning, could you just spend a little bit of time on module one and just could you go through it an hour, learn something, and apply it right away? Yes. And what is this a fraction of the cost of hiring me? Yes. So those were some of the parameters I knew it had to work for. And I knew that the two part of equation for being successful in tourism, especially online, is one, you have to have your website that sells, meaning it converts strangers into friends and friends into customers. So the whole first part of the course, which is four modules, is all about giving you, as Doug mentioned, example after example, of sites of and how you can make them convert better. And I keep stressing this, I want to save you a ton of time so that you can just borrow things right from the course, ideas that you can just lift right off. And I've got a checklist of the website that sells elements that need to be integrated in your site, and specifically where I've proven that they work best. So the first part of the course is all about retention. The second part is simple, proven easy to understand information about how to get your website properly indexed and ranked in the search engines, including some other sources of traffic that most tourism professionals totally overlook that are free and they're easy to do. Also, we talk, there's some, it integrates with, it talks about social media and how to take these strategies and integrate into social media. And there's a whole, there's also an interview, a teleseminar in there, a bonus teleseminar on the traffic side with one of the leading gurus of Google AdWords and paid advertising, that's Perry Marshall, because most people, frankly, stink at pay-per-click advertising, and they waste a tremendous amount of money and are not getting the results. I'm interested in results. I'm interested in profitable conversion. Otherwise, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be training or teaching it. So that's kind of the parameters of it, and as Manny mentioned earlier, it's broken down into lots of videos and checklists and small consumable segments. That, you know, it's step by step guidance.
Excellent, thanks for that, Tim. We'll get back to Tim because I know Tim's got a special offer. If you want to go straight away now, have a look at what Tim's talking about. The tourism marketing system button, the left-hand side there, just above the question thing. If you click on that, you'll go straight to where Tim, and with a lot more detail about what Tim's been talking about. But back to some questions here, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Where can I get more about your course? So you've answered that. That was from Tonya. Okay.
That wasn't me, Manny. I did not type in that.
Yeah, I know. this is concerning TripAdvisor. Our destination is listed in the South Pacific. We are, in fact, in the Indian Ocean. Requests to TripAdvisor have fallen on deaf ears. Any suggestions? I think I might know where this question is coming from. It's probably from some clients of mine on Christmas Island, I think, because there is a Christmas Island in the Indian Ocean, and there is a Christmas Island, I think, in the Pacific as well, and both have tourism to it. Tim, do you have any suggestions on getting a response from TripAdvisor?
I wish I had a magic wand. I've worked with a lot of different people all over the world with TripAdvisor, and I'm sorry to say it does not appear to be any universal standards. It seems that they handle it regionally, and I would just keep working your way up the ladder and be persistent with them. Do not take their standard line level response via email, or you can get them on the phone and talk with them and challenge them, because, you know, at the end of the day, they do not want inaccurate information. They want to make sure it's accurate. And so, you know, just, I'm sorry, you got to be persistent with those folks. Manny, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, that's the hard thing. It's just, you know, have an email, resend the same email every time you sit and go on your computer. If you haven't heard, resend it. But getting on the line is also probably the best thing. If you can get the, phone them and call them and hang in there. The other thing is to, get more than one person. If it is Christmas Island, I'm not sure it is because I don't say, but if it is Christmas Island, you know, get the 80 members from the Christmas Island Tourism Association to all be ringing and or emailing, and you'll soon find that they will change their course.
Great idea.
There's a few people here have commented about not either having trouble with volume and or the slides. The volume I've adjusted, so that's gone up a little bit higher, so hopefully that's fixed that. The slides, I know sometimes from time to time, as with all technology, it's good when it works. But we're not going to be using any more slides. There's a few at the end there we might use, but we won't have to worry about that. Is there a good...
You can still hear me. I'm still listening in to every word you say.
Yeah.
I wonder, how many more minutes do you have? Can I jump in for a second?
Sure.
I wanted to talk about some notes I was taking through the call. that Tim always talks about, turning strangers into friends and friends into customers.
Yep.
And I wanted to talk about one aspect of the course that I took from Tim, that if you're even having a second doubt and you're listening this far into it, you should be taking action and buying the course, because even just the free information, or the information you can use on your free Facebook business page, is worth the cost of the course. And I'll give you a bit of a story about what I did with Tim's examples. Is I started doing some examples with my clients on how to get action out of your Facebook business page. And we focused on the word of mouth aspect of it. We wanted to see if we could contact the friends and family and coworkers of the people who are already coming to our lodge this summer. And so we came up with examples based on Tim's ideas on setting up contests that just recognize people for the best picture or something like that, that they shared on the business page. And we could see in the Facebook insights, the stats, of the more times we asked for those pictures and the more people who were on a trip with that business, the more people who shared their pictures, there was all sorts of aunts and uncles and cousins and coworkers who were commenting and liking and sharing those pictures, and it really made a big difference in, and you can see the measurements in your Facebook business page insights when those sharing actions happened. And that was directly a result of taking Tim's course and putting those things into action with five or six different clients, and then watching the statistics from all of those different things all put together. So if you're looking at finding strangers and turning them into friends, word of mouth marketing is the most powerful thing you can do. And Facebook is the way to get hooked up into things. And I utilized the same things that Tim taught for your website, and I use those things onto the Facebook business page itself, so that it had those things in 7 seconds that told people that other people had taken a trip there before, they had done it successfully, they really liked it, and that, you know, everybody lived through the trip and came out the other side. All those things all put together, that doesn't matter if it's in your brochure or your website or your Facebook page, which it's free to set up. It's free for you to work every day, 15 minutes, adding a picture, you know, interacting with people, and it really makes a measurable difference. You can see the stats.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, Doug.
Doug, don't go away. You've topped in now. There's a question just for you. The question is there a good blog site that we should use or include within the web page?
I think that all websites should now be rebuilt on a WordPress platform, so
yep.
that your pages of the website are just like a regular website, but the blog is built into your website, so that your website is the hub of all of your content development. You build a blog post, it ranks high in the search engines, you share it on Facebook and Google Plus and all your social media, but you own that content. It's an asset now for your business every single time you do a blog post, and it has to be part of your website, not a free blogger or a yourwebsite.wordpress.com free thing off on somebody else's. It's got to be your own.
I would add to that the blog, by adding either a blog within your site or turning it into a WordPress, is that you can get your clients to start posting stories about their trip, posting pictures, making comments, and they actually start creating content for you if you're engaging them. My course talks about, you know, it gives you some really very simple guidelines and kind of protocols and worksheets so that you can create the pieces and parts you need to use in all of your marketing. And I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, is that I keep stressing internet because that's where the action is. But, you know, people who are really savvy are applying this in every bit of their tourism marketing communications. Online, offline, it works like a charm.
Those worksheets are worth more than their weight in digital gold. I took those worksheets and I redid a single worksheet for every single page on the websites that I was rebuilding, so that we checked off every single thing that was in your worksheet for every single page on the site. Very critical.
Real quick on that, Manny, and I'll shut up for a second. Let you take. You're the host there. But folks, I really, more than anything, I've been a tour operator. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of tour operators. I know, and tourism professionals. I know how busy you can be, and that's why every part of the course is kind of a standalone. It's really easy to consume, and the checklist that he just talked about. I don't even like the name worksheet because it implies that you have to work. Now, I want this thing to be really. It's really easy. That's why I created the checklist. That's why each of the videos is short and standalone, and you can like get an idea and go and apply it and start seeing benefits, you know, right away. And so, and I can't stress how important and how aware I am of your situation, and that, you know, it's got to be fast, it's got to be easy, it's got to be effective, you know, it's got to improve your sales, and and I want an outrageous return on investment, you know, so that your time and money is well spent. Manny?
Okay, Doug, you made a point in passing there, but I want to emphasize it, and it's a good summary of today. You said all web pages now should be built with the WordPress, with the blog inside, so that the blog is effectively inside the web page, right? For those that don't understand what WordPress is, Doug, what's a one-sentence summary of WordPress?
The difference between a WordPress website and a flat HTML website would be, I would say, dancing with somebody where you're holding hands, pressed palm together with social media. So your website with social media would be palm to palm. That's a regular standard website. When you have a WordPress website, it is a glove in hand kind of connection with the social media websites, because you have your website itself has a feed. And that feed can be automatically added to WordPress and automatically sent out to Twitter and automatically sent out to your email list every time you update your website. The feed takes care of all of that. And that sort of connects you so that I don't even have to go back to your website. Once I connect up to you, you come to me. Every time you update your website, I get an email, or I see the Twitter tweet, or I see it on Facebook. And so it just connects you hand in glove to everything else that's going on where everybody else is hanging out.
So the average tour operator who goes to his webmaster and goes, listen, you've built this web page, I want to rebuild it, I want it in WordPress. And if the average webmaster doesn't know what you're talking about, you get a new webmaster. Simple as that.
Yeah. If you're going to buy jewelry, go to a jeweler. If you're going to get a Porsche, don't ask for a Chevy guy to build you a Porsche. Yeah. You have to go and find somebody who really knows WordPress inside and out, and really take your time to shop between 5 or 6 different WordPress professionals to see that they know how to connect social media to it.
And this will end up obviously becoming a big saving in time and effort, because, as you said, the changes that happen on your web page automatically get tweeted, automatically go into your Facebook page, automatically go to the receiver or the consumer who and how they've nominated to receive your information. Is that correct?
And the other part of that is that once your information is going out to all those social media platforms, people are going to like and share and tweet your content. They're going to share it with their friends. And Google's now including all of those social signals in what ranks at the top of the search engines. And so if nobody is tweeting your page, nobody is liking it, nobody is sharing it, Google notices that, and you are not going to rank high anymore. And so you need to rebuild and get those measurements in place.
I'd like to just stress one kind of wrap up that the concept. Folks, it's not about the technology. The technology empowers and is a vehicle, and we love it, we use it. But no matter what kind of technology you're using, at the end of the day, people are going to be reading, hearing, and watching your site. And you literally have seconds to convince and compel them to stick around, that you are what they're looking for, and they need to dig deeper. So you got to get the technology down, but more importantly, you need to make sure that you're dealing with the psychology of travel consumers, and you're able to, you know, to create relationships with them that lead to inquiries, bookings, and sales. When you do it right, I've heard this from time and time again, is that people say, wow, I spend less time answering stupid questions and more time taking bookings. My marketing costs have gone way down. My, you know, my traffic is the same, but I'm making more bookings. You know, folks, it saves you time, saves you money. You know, gets you a lot, you know, and when you're saving time, making more money, then you can actually start taking vacations. You can hire staff. You can get that equipment that you've been wanting. You can get someone else to do that aspect of your tourism business that you don't rather not do. So it just does so much for your dream and what you're trying to achieve by being in this industry.
We've got a question, Doug. If you change your website from HTML to WordPress, how do you retain your ranking on Google, or will you?
That's a difficult question because Google is its own monster, and you just don't know for sure what's going to turn out after you've done your website. Unless you've had somebody who has built several websites with WordPress and they're used to using very good SEO tactics, they're used to using social media tactics, and they can show you before and after examples of things that they've already done. That's why I say if you're going to buy jewels, look for a jeweler and really take your time to look for several different WordPress webmasters who say they know what they're doing. And take some time to look through it. It is critical to your business. And one thing that Tim opened my eyes with is he talked about the difference between conversion rate and then bounce rate. And we did some math with him and I that just made me so excited, because he showed that if you increased your conversion rate by one half of 1%, you could make tens of thousands of dollars extra per year. And so you really want to take your time to look carefully at what you're doing with your website, look at the stats, take your time. It might be a couple months before you can make a change, but really work your way through it before you make that critical change to your business.
Thanks for that, Doug. Tim, you've got a little calculator thing, I remember. I'm just going to load up a slide here.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, and I thank Doug for once again helping me put this together. You know, we wanted to look at some real numbers. And so if you guys are looking at this, the top row is about to kind of get a snapshot of, hey, well, you know, what is your current position? You know, and so imagine if you had 1,500 monthly visitors to your site, your current bounce rate was 70%, which is not uncommon, and let's say your sales conversion rate, meaning it was only one half of 1%, that's 0.005, and your average sales profit price was $500. Your if you look down, it shows that under current position, it shows you would have 11 bookings, and that was worth $5,357 and some change. And then I thought, okay, well, let's just take the same scenario, same amount of traffic, but let's just lower the bounce rate a little bit, down to 50%, nothing too aggressive, and let's go to just, if you're only converting 1%, of your total traffic and at the same price point, what would that mean? Look at that, folks. Your increase in sales went up 180%, and more importantly, without changing any traffic, just by improving the conversion, you increased your revenue $9,642 and change just by doing that. You want to show a couple other quick scenarios? I'd done. See, to me, folks, I love it when people ask questions. Okay, well, what about sales? What does this mean? And this has been the secret to so many of these people who've gotten the course and people I work with. This is how they're turning their business around. They're making these little incremental improvements at different levels, and it adds up to big numbers. Same thing, 1,500 monthly visitors. In this situation, we lowered the bounce rate just another 10% down to 40%, and it was an increase of 250% increase in sales. Now, instead of selling 11 trips, they've sold 38 trips. The difference, $13,393. Let's go to the last one, because I thought, okay, well, what if we now bumped up the traffic a little bit and kept the bounce rate and the sales conversion the same? Okay, now 2,500 monthly visitors a month. And this is not a lot of people, folks. And if you're getting 2,500 people that are and you're in the right and you have the right keywords and they're showing up to your site or you're paying for it, 40% bounce rate, not incredibly aggressive, only 1%. Now, as far as the sales conversion, still same $500 price point. The difference in increase of sales, 483%. Because we increased the traffic a little bit, we lowered the bounce rate a little bit, and we increased sales conversion just a little bit. Those three together, instead of selling 11 trips, imagine selling 63. We're just making little incremental improvements. And this is, and these little incremental improvements came from, especially in sales conversion and retention, come from elements that you're going to get right away in this course, right away in module one. And then in module two and module three, you're going to see more and more examples. And so we're talking real numbers, real dollars, and this has been how so many people have turn their businesses around. You know, it's just these following the course and making these little incremental improvements to see these huge dollar increases. Thanks, Manny.
Tim, thank you. Look, it's coming up to an hour and a half. The time flies when you're having fun. And there's another question. I'm going to ask now for any more questions. There's another one that's just come in from Tanya, so I'll ask that shortly. But after Tim's answered Tanya's question, Tim, I know, two things. First, I'm letting you know now that we'll probably wrap this up in another 10 minutes. So if you really got any more questions you'd like to ask, and this is a golden opportunity to hear from Tim, and even Doug's still here if there's a technical question you want to ask. But you've got another couple of minutes to send in some questions. I'm going to answer Tanya's question, which is the last one that's just come in. We're then going to hear from Tim, and I know Tim's got a very special offer for his course, and you can have a look at the tab on the website. If you click on this tab, you go straight there, but have a listen now to what Tim's got. And then after that, if there's any more questions come through, we'll answer it, and then we'll be wrapping it up. You okay with that, Tim?
Sounds good.
All right. Tanya's asked, how do I find a knowledgeable, good webmaster? Any recommendations? Where do I look?
That is a good one. That was a good one. I want to throw out a couple of broader things. First, I'd go to websites that you like that look good, and the people who've got my course, they tend to collaborate a little bit and are in this program because it's within a private membership site, and people who are members can communicate with each other, and there's been some sharing of ideas there. Doug certainly is very familiar with the techniques and strategies I outline in the course. Also, a couple of places is one's called Odesk, odesk.com. Another one is I'm losing it. It's late in the evening. I just lost it. But there's a couple of these online sites, and the second one will come to me. But Odesk, pardon me?
I could recommend a couple of sites that you could go to.
Well, let me just finish the one comment on Odesk, folks, is that, and this other one will come to me in a moment, is that when you go to this Odesk, you can put in a job description, hey, I want to turn my website from an HTML to WordPress, and you can put keywords in there, but there's all these sites that are, they're online review sites for webmasters or people who perform services, and you can say, hey, I only want bids from people who've got a 95% satisfaction rate or higher, they've done 5 jobs or more in the last 30 days, and they've generated, you know, and they've got X amount of comments. You can do sorts based and just pick the cream of the crop and then invite those webmasters to bid on your job. And then they are actually competing with each other, and you're only getting people who have already been reviewed by people just like you. So it's word of mouth and reviews for technology sites, and Odesk is one of the more popular ones. Doug, did you have one that that you recommend?
Another one that I've used in the past is called freelance.com. It's elance.com.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Hiring a freelancer, you're going to elance.com.
Elance, yeah. Same thing, folks. When you post your job and you do a sort for webmasters who have the skill sets that you're looking for, and it gets, it's all keyword driven, then do a sort and only make sure that you're getting people who are bidding, who've got the highest ratings and the highest reviews from people who worked before them, had a good time, and nobody died. It's all the same. It's just word of mouth within that space, and then you're gonna make sure that you're getting quality stuff.
Excellent. Thanks for that, guys. Thanks for that. Thanks, John Richardson on Christmas Island. Said great show. Keep up the good work. Thank you for that, John. Okay, last call for questions. But while we're waiting for those, Tim, I know your course. I've had a look at it. Doug's used it. He's improved. He's not even in the tourism business, and he's improved his business because his clients were tourism operators. But I know your course. I've worked through it. And I do know, because you were talking about this to me about a week ago, that you're going to be changing the course slightly and putting up the price quite dramatically. I think you said, it's currently $297 for the course, and you're going to be putting it up to $500, which is still sensational value. But today, I know, for all those that have taken time out of their working day to listen to our Q&A. I know you've got some special things that you'd like to give them and a little bit more. So can you tell us about that, and then we'll be wrapping this up in another 5-10 minutes.
Okay. When I first launched this course, originally it came out as just an e-book many years ago, and then I with the advent of video, I really augmented it, and now I could actually record actual coaching sessions with people so that people could watch, listen, and learn, and bundled this all together and released it last fall. One of the things I did that was particularly successful that my clients told me they most loved is what I call a private mastermind group, and where people who got the course could meet later on as a group and talk about what they learned, but more importantly, have opportunities to help each other improve their website. So I want to include with people who, just for many, and for people who, buy the course, I guess we're going to do it just in the next, for the first 10 people, because I like to keep these things small, is access to two private mastermind groups where you'll get a chance to meet fellow tourism professionals, have question and answers, talk about what you're learning from the course, and more importantly, how you're applying it, and then, and this is really cool, have the opportunity to put your website in what I call the hot seat. And then you're going to get input from not only from me, but also from fellow tourism professionals who are going through the same course with you. And they're going to be able to, now the students become the teachers. And I tell you, this is what people have told me, being able to either be on the hot seat, but more importantly, give critiques and reviews and suggestions to other people's sites based on what they were learning was one of the most valuable tools and methods to quickly and easily to apply it to their site to learn it better and to get more out of it. So we're going to do two of those, and that's valued at $200, and it's only going to be for the first 10 people who get this course. I don't know how many of you all are married, but I am, and my wife is, and this is not BS, folks. My wife, when she saw how hard I worked on this, it took me almost a year to put this thing together. She just said, you're giving it away. And even I have clients told me, hey, for the value you're giving, and the way you've set this up, $297, Tim, is way too cheap. So, and even Doreen, who was going to be on this call, I've got a video of her on the information page that you're going to go to, and you should listen to it. She said, Tim, this is way too cheap. So it's going to be going up to $497. here very, very soon. The only way you're ever going to get this mastermind calls is to be a part of this private group just for Manny. And Manny's going to be in on that call, that mastermind too. They're very informative. You will walk away with the unbelievable amount of additional knowledge, and more importantly, support and guidance, so you're not alone. That's one of the key things. I want to support you in this process so that you can ask these questions, so, you know, real time with me and Manny, and get the support you need. Because think about it, folks. Ask yourself this one question. How many new trips, how many new bookings would you have to make to pay for $297? I mean, for many of you, it's less than one trip. Well, you know, it could be one extra room night a year. And to make it even more simple, if you're really cash-strapped and things are really tough, you really need this course. But I've even set it up. There's this payment plan of 7 easy payments of $49 a month. And everything I do is 100% guaranteed, 60 days, no risk, you know, no BS. You know, if it doesn't work for you, no problem. You have 60 full days, and I give you 100% of your money back. The most important thing is I want you to start selling more, and I want you to start getting more inquiries. I want you to succeed, and this is a heck of a lot cheaper than hiring me one-on-one, which is a very smart move. But frankly, I'm value oriented. This is a better deal. Manny, you had something you were going to add to it too.
Yeah,
to sweeten the pot a little
bit. And I'm going to give a summary now. Tim's actually saying is, there's his course, his system. I've checked it out. I highly recommend it. I recommend it to my clients to use it. But if you're listening today, it goes into, it's easy. It works. It's video. If you don't like reading, and I hate reading, then there's a lot of videos in there explaining it logically. There's a lot of real good information. It's not theoretical. It's coming from someone that's been there and done that. It's coming from someone that's applying it to tourism business today. You'll be able to apply it and you know, when I first looked at it, I went, whoa, it looked like a lot of information, but you can knock it all off over 5, 6, 7 weeks slowly, doing 20 minutes a day, and then applying it. And I recommend, do it, apply it, you will see changes in your results. So Tim is offering that today. It's at $297. What I'm going to throw in, and now he's also offered for the 10 people, the first 10 people to book will be in the masterclass at $297. That's unbelievable. On top of that, if you're still not convinced, if you book and you get into those first 10, I will throw in a PDF copy of my Tourism Marketing Essential book. It's 180 pages. A lot is just reinforces what Tim already tells you, but there's a few other things, offline marketing things there. It's a complete good summary. You can carry it around on your iPad or your Kindle, and it's a good top up and read to support Tim's course. Now, let me just explain. This is live. This is happening now on the 15th of August, Wednesday. If you're listening to this at post this date, at any time in the future, this offer will only be available for the first 10 guys that get it. If you click on the link, and the link will still be live, it will probably go to the new price after probably the 22nd or 23rd of August. If you click on the link on the page, on the top of the question section there, Tourism Marketing Success System, click on that link. You're going to go to Tim's. You'll be able to make that offer. I just want to warn people that you might click on it and you might be going to that page and it might be showing up at $4.99. It will
and
show
it
up
still
at,
be worth every penny.
And it will still be worth. I'm just imploring. I don't want anyone coming back to me going, hey, I pushed it and it's not, you know, oh, where's my free master? Where's my master class? And it's $2.99. If you're clicking this after next Monday, I can't guarantee that it will be at $297 or you'll be in the masterclass. The moment Tim gets his 10 for the masterclass, that'll be it.
Yes.
The offer is closed. It's for the first 10. So either that offer closes and we'll pick a date. I'm going to keep the offer open until, say, a 1 week, so let's make it the 22nd, 23rd next week. So if the first 10 and or we hit the 23rd, so if you're listening to post 15th of August, because Tim does want to change his website, does want to put it up to $4.99, which is still great value. At $4.99, you know, like Tim said, you know, it's one booking, two bookings, and you're going to, everything you've ever wanted to ask and were afraid to ask, or things that you ask, and this happens a lot in our industry, you ask people who are qualified in their particular area. They're an accountant, they're a business advisor, etc. But they honestly are not tourism professionals. And and you get the wrong advice. This, I know, is the right advice, and it will help you. So, Tim, thank you very, very, very much for coming on today. It's been a real pleasure. I've been excited to do this with you. Not only thank you for the great information, and for those that listened today, I'd go back and listen to the recording because there might be things that you did miss. It's been great information. Doug, that was great having you in there as well, if you're still where is it?
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much for having me here. It's been fantastic. And I'm disappointed that Tim's limiting it to just 10 people. I want to jump in there and buy a spot for myself. There might be only 9 left. And really, you should be charging $1,200 for 20 people to go onto that spot. It was one of the highlights of the course, because after I built a website, I was able to put it onto the block and have a dozen different tourism professionals from around the world tell me what they liked about my site, what was not good about it, how it worked to each of Tourism Tim's points that he teaches in his course. And I was like a university exam for me to get my website ready for that. And it was fantastic. And you can see the difference in what it did for my websites.
Excellent. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Tim. If you've got any further information, if there's questions you want to ask, if you about either today or Tim's course, and you want to talk to Tim, you can talk to me, Manny, at icontourism.com.au. It's been really great. You guys will be heading to bed. We've got the rest of the day to do. But thank you, everyone, from listening. And you know, it's been a great webcast. Had people in the US, we've had people up in Darwin, we've had people down in Albany, we've even had people on Christmas Island. This has truly been a worldwide event, and it's anything else you want to say before we go, Tim?
Yes, and just thank you, Manny, for being a shining light for tourism down under, and it's been a pleasure working with you, and the Tim and Manny show is always fun, and I always look forward to it. You know, I guess at the end of the day, folks, if you're not sold out on a real regular basis, you need help. You know, and if you don't improve your marketing, your competitors will. It can be challenging out there, but I get it. So you know, you need to have a system. You need to get help. This is the system. When you get into the course, as I mentioned, you can access things, by the way, immediately. You go to that link that's on the page, you get the course, and immediately it's going to be taken to a private online site. You log in and you can start learning half an hour from now. You can start getting access to this immediately. I am inside the private membership area frequently. I'm looking, and you can ask questions, you can make comments, and you know, get ongoing support from me. So you know, it's a way so that you're not alone. You get the help you need, and I want nothing more than to have more and more case studies. When you go to that page that Manny sent you to, look at the videos from all these different tourism professionals. Listen to what they had to say. They're just like you, and they're going to share, you know, about what their experience was and, you know, what they got from the course and what it did for them. If there's nothing I said that swayed you, don't listen to me. I practice what I preach. I let my clients do my selling for me. Go to the site, watch the videos, take action. You know, you will, your business and your life can be turned around. I want to be a part of your solution and your success. Just get the course. You're going to love it.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Doug. So This is Manny Papadopoulos from Icon Tourism. Saying good afternoon. Here's to your tourism success. I'm just in the middle of a teleseminar. Can I call you back in about 5 minutes?